Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So I've got a briefcase in my office at home that I got in January 1993, and that is the that's when I actually had moved out to Chicago from Fort Collins, Colorado. When I graduated college in 1990, I opened up a mattress store, which it's kind of like a little sleep country. We just sold mattresses. I actually owned that store. And I created my own prison. I mean, honestly, retail, 7 days a week, you know, every holiday we were working, had to sell. So I finally tapped out of that, and I had a friend that lived out in Chicago, so I moved out there. And I answered an ad in the paper that said, I think it was like financial sales or something. I don't know what it was, but I went and I interviewed with these people. And the position was actually for a mortgage loan officer. So we had a nice talk with them. I understood finances. I'd been in sales. And so they said, okay, yeah, we'll hire you. So I took off, with a bang on that job. Basically, what happens is I'd go out and I'd meet with people and just talk to them about refinancing their mortgage. And rates there were, then I think they were coming down from about 9% on a 30-year mortgage down to about 7%. So basically double what they are today. But the point was is that we were in a downward trend on those interest rates. So it was pretty easy. People would go out, and if you owed $200,000 on a mortgage, you could save 2%. Well, that's $4,000 a year. That's real money. You know, that was like a car payment for somebody. So what ended up happening is I worked for this company, and interest rates continued to go down and down and down, and then all of a sudden they spiked. In fact, they really got to the low in September of 93, the 10-year treasury, which is what really drives the 30-year mortgage rates. And then they had this quick little spike back up by December of 94. So I was kind of out of business with those guys because they never locked any of the interest rates as we were going along, and so we lost this whole book of business. Well, I had learned enough about the mortgage business that then I moved back, moved out of Chicago, went back to Colorado for a few months, and came out here to Seattle. And that's when I got started here. And I worked for a mortgage company, and then I started a mortgage brokerage in 1997 with my partner, Jeff. And we, 99% of our business over all those years was refinancing, because what was happening is the interest rates were trending downward. They weren't going down in a straight line, but they were trending down. We'd have these little movements up and down. They're just stair-step down. And if I look at a 10-year treasury chart, in 1981, the interest rate on a 10-year treasury was 15%. That was September 1981. Today, we were down to 0.64%. Now, that is great for people that are getting mortgages, right? We're at all-time lows on mortgage rates, but what's the flip side to that coin? The flip side is that it's horrible for savers, and it's absolutely horrible for insurance companies. Insurance companies are what we call cash reserve companies. That means they take the premiums that we pay them, whether it's for homeowners insurance or whether it's for life insurance or long-term care, and they have to offset the liability, which is the promise to pay a claim. They have to offset that with cash reserves, and what they generally put that money in is treasuries. It's, you know, they don't just go out and put it in CDs. They put it in government-backed securities. And so if we look at that, what we have to understand is that as those rates are going down, they're helping mortgages, they're helping bring car loans down, but at the same sense, it's making harder and harder for insurance companies to get a return on their cash, which means what? In order to keep their cash reserve levels where they need to be, the only other way they can get more money in is to raise the premiums. Well, on car insurance and homeowners insurance, that's a little bit easier than it is on things like a life insurance, like a whole life insurance. It's got a guaranteed level premium. A long-term care contract, they have guaranteed level premiums if they're asset-based. And on the traditional plans, they can't just willy-nilly go down to the insurance commissioner and say, hey, we're going to raise rates this month because the interest rates on the bonds are going down. And I think that if we look at it, the last 30 years for us as individuals, the one great thing about these decreasing rates, especially for people that were moving into retirement, is that if you bought a bond, whether it was a 10-year treasury or whether it was a 30-year treasury, you know, 30-year treasury, same thing. We went from 1981, we went from 14.8%. We're down to 1.4%. So every time a bond goes down a percentage point, what happens to your existing investment in the bond? The value goes up, and vice versa. So if the rates go up, the value of your bonds go down. Now, most people that are invested in bonds are in a probably going to be in a bond fund. They probably don't hold individual treasuries or bonds, but they have a bond fund. And there's actually a formula that Barclay uses. The Barclay U.S. aggregate says 1% change in yield or interest rate is going to equate to about a 5 to 6% change in value of that holding. So if I have a bond fund and rates go up 1%, my value is going to actually go down by 5 to 6%. My $100,000 is going to turn into $95,000 or $94,000 of value if I need to sell those bonds, because the interest rates are higher for the new ones, and then vice versa. So what we've been doing for the last 30 years, we've been in this mode where the interest rates have been going down. So anybody that invested in bonds is looking pretty good. Over the long haul, they just hang on to them, and those bond funds have actually performed quite well. Well, now we're at a new, I don't know what this is that we're in right now. Are rates going to go negative? We don't know. Could they go up? They could go either way. I was with the president of a big insurance company back in February, and they were having this very discussion with their actuaries. We're in the business of providing guarantees from an insurance point of view, but we don't know what's really going to happen. Nobody thought interest rates could go lower if you ask them a year ago, but yet they have. And nobody thinks that rates can go negative, yet they are in Europe. So my point to this is that when we're making plans, we have to really kind of consider what the market conditions are doing as well, too. Because what the insurance carriers will do is they will tighten up. They will limit the amount of policies that they're willing to accept instead of raising rates, because, again, that's harder for them to do. So what do? They will start limiting age. They will start doing things like tightening up on their underwriting. So maybe they're going to not make an exception and approve this person. They're going to turn them down. And that's kind of some of the dilemma that we're in right now. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time today on the show talking about what we need to consider when we're putting one of these plans in place and what some of the trade-offs are. And one of them, the big consideration, is what's the market doing? What's the current outlook on the market condition? Before we get there, I want to spend a little time talking about our upcoming classes in June. I've got two classes planned right now on the website. The first one is going to be June 10th. That's going to be a 3 o'clock kickoff. So that's going to be an afternoon class. Again, June 10th at 3 o'clock. And then we're going to have one more in June on the 20th at 9 a.m. That's a Saturday morning. Now, again, if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, we teach classes every month. However, due to the social distancing restrictions, we cannot have the physical classes, so we're using a webinar format. And it's basically the same class that I teach downstairs in our training room. I'm just doing it in front of a computer right now. And the idea is that we're going to go through the information, learn about long-term care, what it is, what it pays for, some of the new options, the different types of plans, and then I'm going to answer your questions at the end. So we're still going to limit the amount of people that can sign up for this webinar, because the most important part for me is to be able to get your questions answered, because you will see somebody else ask a question, and it's going to stir something up for you, and that's where you learn a lot. So again, two classes coming up, June 10th, June 20th. They're on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Stick around. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about the market conditions and how that's affecting our long-term care planning. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Having a long-term care plan, it brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows us to stay in control of our care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. At Story Monson, I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did, learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has two live webinars coming up in June. The first one is June 13th at 3 p.m. I'll be joining that one right after my show. And then a second on June 20th. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and they plan my wife and I, God pays us back if we never use it. I can't recommend him highly enough. He's the best in the country, and he's right here in Bellevue. Sign up for one of his free live webinars coming up June 10th or June 20th. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick. Gregrick and Associates, they're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can attend Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, May 30th. Zach, tell us all about it.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Don't miss the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, May 30th at 10 a.m. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll also get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in on this Memorial Day weekend. I'll tell you what, it's just really great to have the audience. We get a lot of feedback from you. If you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, we are on the airways three times on the weekend now. We have two shows on Saturday, and we have one on Sunday at noon. And you can find that information at our website at 525longtermcare.com, and you can also sign up for one of our classes. And you just heard one of the ads there for Zach Abraham, the road show. I would really recommend that if you guys have the time on Saturday the 30th. Zach is somebody that I've been working with for years. He has a fantastic understanding of the markets. He's kind of a finance nerd, and we go back and forth. And I just really I love what that guy brings to the table as far as education. So, again, Know Your Risk Radio is on every Saturday. You can find his information if you just Google Know Your Risk Radio. But he does have the roadshow coming up on Saturday the 30th, and I highly recommend that. So I started, I built this show today talking a little bit about market conditions and rates. And one of them that I got a question from Jason in Sammamish that really got me thinking about this. And I get this question quite, probably a couple times a year. And Jason said, can you tell me what the average rate of return is on a long-term care plan? Again, what's the average rate of return on a long-term care insurance plan? And the short answer, Jason, is no. You just really can't. And again, that he's thinking of this as an investment, right? Do I buy long-term care insurance, or do I invest the money and just let that money grow over time and I'll have more money? And people have been doing that since long-term care insurance came out. They do it with life insurance. They do it with all kinds of things. They just don't do it with their homeowner's insurance, which is probably smart. But the problem we have with this, Jason, is that we don't get long-term care insurance for a rate of return. My policy that I have personally has an unlimited lifetime benefit, which means I can never run out of that long-term care insurance. I don't know how much money I would have to set aside to get that same benefit, because I don't know how long I'm going to use long-term care. I don't know when I'm going to trigger that claim. It could be 30 years from now. It could be 3 months from now. So the idea of a long-term care insurance plan is really we're buying it for the guarantees and that guaranteed leverage. But I will tell you, you're trading pennies today for dollars, regardless of the type of plan that you get. The traditional plans just pay as you go. Well, again, I've got one of those as well, too. But I look at that and I say, okay, I'm going to put in, you know, $3,000-$4,000 a year. But even if I pay for 30 years, I put $120,000 into it, I'm going to have a couple million dollars of long-term care insurance. That's a pretty good rate of return, and it's guaranteed, regardless of what market conditions do. Then on the asset-based plans, a lot of those plans, you can get simple 3-to-1 leverage, but it starts today. So I get that question, and what we just have to kind of change our thought process. And I think this is the same problem we have with people that are saving for retirement. You got to understand the difference between investing and savings and insurance. They all are important. Investing is going to have risk, right? But you're hoping to get a higher return on that, but there's just no guarantee on that. Savings is money that you're not going to lose. You want to save that money, so you're going to get a much lower return on that, but it's guaranteed that it's going to be there. And that's why we have insurance. Insurance is for the guarantee. It's so that we know, should we end up in a long-term care situation, should our house burn down, should we end up in a car crash, whatever it is, that's what we have insurance for, that it's not a financial hit to us. If we knew when the house was going to burn down, that'd be great. If we knew when we were going to wreck our car, it'd be great. If we knew what the level was going to be, you know, we could figure out, does it make sense to self-insure that? And the same thing with long-term care insurance. If we really knew that, hey, we're going to be 90 when we go into care and we're only going to need it for 6 months, I can probably save for that. But what if we get Alzheimer's at 59 and we're in care for 12 years? Well, that's what we get insurance for. Now, when we're designing these plans, insurance, I want to tell you there's always some trade-offs. And one of the big things is what we have to look at right now is what is the market doing? Again, the insurance companies can't just go out and raise rates, you know, every week on their long-term care insurance plan based on what the bond market is doing. What they have to do is they have to kind of look and plan ahead and try to use their actuarial science. And if there's a sudden move like now where interest rates go down, that makes it very hard for the insurance companies writing new business. Their old book of business, their old bonds that they bought are actually more valuable. But the new business, that new money that you're sending in today, like if you buy an asset-based plan, you're sending that money into the insurance company. They've got to go out and buy a treasury to offset that. Well, if rates go up, well, then the value of that treasury is going to be less for the insurance company. So they have to account for that. So we've got to look at some different things when we're planning long-term care insurance. And one of the things that, you know, we have to consider is what are the trade-offs when we're designing a plan? Because sometimes things become more valuable than other times and more expensive at other times, and the insurance companies will adjust accordingly. So if we look at a traditional pay-as-you-go plan, really, I'm trading coverage for premium. I'm trading that guarantee of insurance for the premium, whether I pay monthly or annually. The cost is really going to be determined on the amount of coverage. And when I say amount of coverage, again, picture a bucket of money. How much money is in that bucket? $200,000, $500,000? And then number two, what's my monthly benefit? How fast can I drain that bucket? Those two things will both affect the price of the policy. Your age will affect the price. Your health will affect the price. And then riders. And what I mean by riders, do we want an inflation rider? Do we want that bucket of money to grow by 3% guaranteed every year? Well, if you think about that right now for the insurance companies, that's where they're struggling a little bit. If I'm going to take this $200,000 bucket of money and grow it by 3% every year, how do I guarantee that? How do I offset that liability that I have on my books now? Well, I got to go out to treasuries. Problem is the 30-year treasury right now is paying 1.4%. So again, that's some of the things that the insurance companies are always looking at. We are in control of those riders and those options, and then the insurance company says, well, we're promising this guarantee. On an asset-based long-term care, we've got to consider different things when we're designing a plan, and one of them is, do I want a return of premium? So now think about that. If I'm going to give the insurance company $100,000, but I want the right to get that money back if I need it, well, it's like a CD. Do you want it back in 5 years, 3 years? Do you want it back right now? Well, there's a trade-off, and there's a cost for the insurance company. So if you give that insurance company $100,000 for an asset-based plan, and they put it into a treasury to offset that liability, and then you come and want your $100,000 back, well, in theory, what do they have to do? They have to go sell that treasury. Well, what happened? Did interest rates go up? Well, their treasury is worth 5 to 6% less if it went up 1%. So that's the flux that they're in. And so that they then are going to charge for that safety for the client. The other things we look at is surrender value. That's how much value is in the policy if I just cancel the plan. I look at inflation riders. Again, how fast do I want that value of the policy to grow? Because what we're doing when we buy insurance is we're not tying it to the market saying, hey, this year it's up 5%, this year it's down up 2%, next year it's down 3%. No, we're saying we want that value to grow guaranteed 3% or 5% or 4%. Every single year. So the insurance company has to account for that. They've got to be in a position to provide that guarantee. So just like everything else we do out there, we're looking at long-term care insurance and we're planning it. And we're trying to figure out what are the trade-offs. It's like buying a car. Do I really want to pay for the heated and the cooled seats because I've got to get this upgraded stereo system? Is that really worth it to me? And when we're putting these long-term care plans together, especially on these asset base, how important is it for you to get 100% of your money back if you cancel in a year? Well, you can do that, but what are you going to give up? You're going to give up some of the guarantee that the insurance company has to provide for long-term care. So that means you're going to get less long-term care insurance for the same money. And those are the factors that we weigh in, and then we look at these current market conditions, and we say, well, inflation riders are getting very difficult for the insurance companies, so they're starting to limit those. They're starting to tighten down on those. And what the insurance companies are also doing right now because of this COVID, that's another market condition, they are tightening up, meaning that they're not accepting people over age 69 on some of the asset-based ones where before they were going to 75 or 78. One company that went to age 80 will only do a single lump sum payment on the asset base now instead of a 10 pay if you're over 70. Mutual of Omaha, which is one of the biggest traditional companies out there, no longer accept people over 65. Well, 2 weeks ago, they were going up to age 79. So again, those are the current market conditions that are affecting how we design these policies. And the reason why I'm talking about this today is to just understand that we're not buying a box of cereal that's always going to be the same and always going to be there. What we're doing is we're designing a plan, and part of that design process is going to depend on what the current market conditions are doing. There's a lot of people right now that cannot get into an asset or hybrid-based plan that they wanted because they're over age 69, where 2 weeks ago they could. So those are kind of some of the things that we talk about when we're working with our clients, is we find out a little bit about them, where their finances are, where their money at, how their family's set up, what their age is. And then we have to kind of explain that, you know, under the current conditions, these are the options that we have. These options may not be here 6 months from now, or there might be new options 2 years from now. We don't know that. So anyway, but that all came from a question about, you know, Jason asking about the rate of return. And it's like, yeah, we're not really doing that, Jason. What we're really trying to do is put the guarantees in place for the plan. So stick around. I got a client of the week. I'm going to show you how I did a full return of premium guaranteed from day one. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Having a long-term care plan, it brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows us to stay in control of our care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. At Story Monson, I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has two live webinars coming up in June. The first one is June 13th at 3 p.m. I'll be joining that one right after my show, and then a second on June 20th. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and they plan my wife and I got pays us back if we never use it. I can't recommend him highly enough. He's the best in the country, and he's right here in Bellevue. Sign up for one of his free live webinars coming up June 10th or June 20th. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick. Gregrick and Associates, they're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can attend Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, May 30th. Zach, tell us all about it.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Don't miss the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, May 30th at 10 a.m. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll also get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borrow Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
Welcome back, and thanks again for tuning into Long-Term Care Radio. Again, you just heard that ad there for Zach Abraham. He is host of Know Your Risk Radio, which is on Saturdays at noon. You can find information on him about... just Google Know Your Risk Radio, actually, and that will get you to the class that he's offering, which is going to be, again, a virtual show, which is just really good. I've been working with Zach for a couple years. He just really brings a lot of information and a lot of education, which is what I really love. He's kind of like me. He believes in educating first. So, again, look for that on Know Your Risk Radio. Just Google that, and you can sign up for that class on the 30th. Also, we've got a class coming up on June 10th. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff. That's a Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And then our next one after that is going to be Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And that's on the 20th of June. Both of those are on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525 Long Term Care is our website, and you can get all the information, including our radio show. Again, we're on twice on Saturday now and once on Sunday afternoon. So this is, the bottom of the hour. I always like to try to bring in a client of the week. And a client of the week is just my way of showing you how we worked through a process with a client and designed a plan. And the idea of long-term care planning is that we are actually designing a plan that's going to work for you, that's going to fit your situation. Because I think a lot of people are surprised. We still get the call every once in a while, how much does long-term care insurance cost? Again, like they're buying a box of cereal or a four-pack of toilet paper. How much is your toilet paper? Well, that's not the way it works. What we're doing is we're really designing a custom plan based on that bucket of money. How long do you want it to last? How fast can you access it? How do you want to fund the plan? And there's just numerous options out there. And then we also have to look at the concerns and considerations of our clients, because everybody's going to look at things a little bit differently, and everybody's going to have some idea of what's important to them, what they're really worried about. And this week I've got Peter, who is 65, and Linda, who is 61. and they just retired. And bottom line here for them, they were nervous about the market. Peter was a very conservative investor. He had worked hard for his money. He didn't want to lose it. He didn't trust the market. They were sitting on a good chunk of cash that was just literally in savings accounts right now. They had sold some property a little while ago. And they were doing their retirement planning, and they knew. They said, look, we've got enough money. We're going to be pretty comfortable unless, you know, they end up in an extended healthcare situation. That could really undo their retirement planning. And he had been listening to us, and he came to one of our classes. And, you know, when I sat down with him, I go a little bit deeper than, you know, I just don't push out quotes to you. I'm not going to do that. I want to ask you, tell me about your family. Tell me about what your concerns are. Why are you looking at long-term care? And really for Peter, his biggest concern was what happens, number one, if we get a new president and taxes go through the roof. You know, he's worried about that, and that's a legitimate worry. I mean, we're looking at the way we're printing money right now. We have so much debt. We can't handle that debt right now. Taxes are most likely going to have to go up. Who are they going to go up on? They're going to go up on people that have money. They're not going to tax people that don't have money. That just never works. So he's worried about that. He's also worried about what happens if the stock market just flattens out. He's looking at the PE earning ratios, and he's saying, gosh, it's just so high right now. The world economy doesn't seem that great. What if the market's just flat and I'm not really getting any return on my money there? And I don't want to take risk. I don't want to lose it. So he's worried about that. They had children. They don't want to be a burden on them. They don't want to make their children give up their lives to step in into a caregiver role or to do all the planning for them. So he was worried about that. And, you know, more importantly, he just didn't want to spend his money down on nursing homes, is what he told me. I do not want to spend my hard-earned money on nursing homes. And again, a lot of people think that the vast majority of people in long-term care with long-term care insurance never end up in a nursing home. You know, they have the resources to bring that help in, or they move to an assisted living facility or something like that, but they're able to avoid it. But anyway, we talked about all these concerns, and we looked at his assets, and I really gave him two options, and I'm going to go over those options with you. And I'll just tell you first off, here's the option that we did for him. We took a single deposit, some of his cash savings. So this was the money that he was just setting in a savings account. We took $332,000 and we deposited that with the insurance company. What that gave them was $1 million of long-term care insurance. So that insurance starts today. That says $1 million. They can each pull out $120,000 a year until that money's gone. So they've got about 100 months total of long-term care protection. So that's kind of your 3-to-1 leverage right out of the gate. If they were a little bit older, they'd have to put a little bit more money in to get that $1 million of coverage. If they were a little bit younger, they'd put a little bit less in. But he's 64, she's 61. They're going to get a little more than the 3-to-1 leverage on their money, meaning the money they deposit with the insurance company is going to be leveraged up 3 times for tax-free long-term care. So now they have $1 million that they could start pulling out tomorrow. Now, if they never use this plan, they live a nice long life and they just have one bad day, this plan is going to return $500,000 back to the estate. This is the death benefit that is structured into the policy. So we want that because he only put $332,000 in. So there's a $168,000 gain if they go out and they die tomorrow. Well, since it's considered a death benefit, that's going to go back to the estate tax-free. So the estate will not have to pay tax on that money. But that is just a steady level return, $500,000. And when you see those numbers on a death benefit or what we call a face amount on one of these asset-based long-term care plans, that simply means that's the money that's going to be returned to the estate minus any long-term care plan or fees paid out. So let's say one of them go on claim and they use $150,000 and then the second person dies and they never go on claim. Well, the insurance company is going to look at that and say, we owe the family $500,000 minus $150,000. So the kids or the estate will get the $350,000. So they're guaranteed to get more money out of this plan than they put into the plan, whether they end up in long-term care or they don't, or that's just, it could be a combination of it, but they'll get $500,000 back. So that's, you know, that's a pretty good guarantee form right there. Now, if they decide to cancel this plan, this is what was really worried about Peter. What if I need that money? I mean, $300,000 is a lot of money. This was a small percentage of their portfolio, but they thought, well, what if they lose money somewhere else? Or we get into this crazy economy, or I need that money for whatever reason. Well, this plan has a guaranteed return of premium starting day one, which means if they cancel their plan, they get all $332,000 back. There's no waiting period. A lot of companies will make you wait 5 years to get your money back. Some will be 10. This one will give you 100% of your money back if you cancel the plan. So right now, with the interest rates as low as they are, the idea here for Peter and Linda was like, look, you want insurance. We don't know what the market's doing. We don't know what these low rates are going to do. But if you reposition this money with the insurance company, you automatically have 3x leverage, and it comes back to you tax-free. And if you die, you're going to get $500,000 back. So you're making money in any of those scenarios. But if you need your money, or there's something better that comes on down the road, interest rates go back up and there's more attractive plans, we can go back out and pull that money out if you're comfortable and reposition it into a new plan if you're still healthy enough to qualify. But if you're diagnosed with something in the meantime, you've still got a very meaningful policy. And Peter really liked this idea. He really wanted to know that he could get to this money if he needed it. And again, win, lose, or draw. If I live a nice long life, $500,000 is paid back. I only put $300 in. If I die and I use part of it, it doesn't matter. I still get $500,000 back. If I do need long-term care, my $332,000 is going to be leveraged up to $1 million. And for your money to double, by the way, you've got to get, you know, if you sit there and you do the math and you say, well, if I'm getting 5% return on my money, my money's going to double in 15 years. So that 332 at 5% would turn into $660,000 15 years down the road. Well, you know, Peter's 80 years old at that point. The problem is, how do you get 5% guaranteed? How do you get 5% guaranteed year in and year out without paying taxes or fees or anything else? There's just no way to do that. You can't get the guarantee. So that's what the insurance does here. It gives them that guarantee of 3-to-1 leverage starting day one. Now, there was an alternative plan that we could have done that would have provided them even more long-term care insurance. They could have gotten $10,000 a month for an unlimited lifetime benefit. This amount to put into the policy would have only been $289,000. So think about that for a second. They're getting $289,000 putting in instead of $332,000. They have $10,000 a month per person, $120,000 a year for an unlimited amount of time. This is what most of our clients will go with. If they die and they never use it, instead of getting $500,000 back, they're going to get $333,000 back. So they're going to get about, you know, $40,000 more than they put in if they never use it. Or that's, again, when you see the death benefit, it says $333,000. That could be a combination of death benefit and long-term care. It's just they're guaranteed to get that amount back. But here's why Peter didn't want to go with this right now in this market conditions. If they take that plan, one of the trade-offs is the cash value. So if they cancel that plan, say 10 years down the road, they'd get $163,000. If they cancel it after year one, they'd only get $116,000 back. So again, remember what I was telling you from the insurance carrier's point of view. They're providing these guarantees. Well, they're saying if you want to guarantee that you're going to get that money back day one or year two or year three, they've got a hedge against that. And so what are they going to do? They're not going to give you as much long-term care insurance. They're not going to give you as much guaranteed death benefit. If you're not worried about getting that cash back, well, then that relaxes the insurance company, because they know that, you know, the person's probably not going to come in and cancel that plan now, because we're going to reduce that cash value. That's going to give us the ability to offer more long-term care insurance. And again, the trade-off is smaller death benefit, less cash value, maximum long-term care. So for us, we have to consider what the trade-offs are, and part of it is what the market is. And so now if the market comes roaring back, or like Peter said, you know, 2 years ago, he probably would have taken the lifetime benefit. He wouldn't have worried about it. But he says, right now, I'm just a little bit nervous, and he knows that he can come in 6 months and get 100% of his money back. Or 2 or 3 years down the road, he could flip that policy into a new policy if it made more sense and go back into that lifetime benefit. So I just want to bring that to your attention, because, again, when we sat down and designed this plan, this is your plan. And you know, not everybody buys the same car. We're emotional creatures, and the emotions drive us, not always logic. If I'm looking at this from a logic point of view, just pure long-term care insurance, well, the lifetime benefits a better value. They're still guaranteed to get more money than they put into their plan back, and they have an unlimited amount of protection for long-term care. However, should something change and, you know, Bernie Sanders is in, we're all moving to Costa Rica to live on the beach in our tents, we might want our money back. That's where that 100% cash return is going to make a lot of sense. So great client of the week. And again, I just love bringing this to you. And we got a lot more examples on our website at 525 Long Term Care. Stick around. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about how life insurance and how annuities are playing a role with long term care. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick. Gregrick and Associates, they're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Having a long-term care plan, it brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows us to stay in control of our care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. At Story Monson, I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has two live webinars coming up in June. The first one is June 13th at 3 p.m. I'll be joining that one right after my show. And then a second on June 20th. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and they plan my wife and I, God pays us back if we never use it. I can't recommend him highly enough. He's the best in the country, and he's right here in Bellevue. Sign up for one of his free live webinars coming up June 10th or June 20th. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio again. I appreciate everybody that's tuning in. And all of our information, a little bit about our company, we're over in Bellevue. All that information is on our website, 525longtermcare.com. We have our process, kind of how we work, lots of examples, lots of information. So if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio and you want to find out a little bit more about us, you can always check in on the website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for one of our classes coming up in June. We have one on the 10th, which is going to be a Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then our next one is going to be Saturday morning, the 20th, and that's a 9 a.m. kickoff. So just go ahead and sign up there on our website. And you just heard an ad there for the Know Your Risk Radio Roadshow. That's Zach Abraham. And again, I really would recommend if you have time to squeeze that in. I'm going to be attending that myself. Zach just brings a lot of education about, you know, what's going on. I mean, this is a turbulent time out there in the market right now. And he's got a fantastic radio show every Saturday at noon. And you can get his podcast. Just Google Know Your Risk Radio. And you'll find a lot of information about Zach, but I highly recommend him. I've known him for years, and we've got quite a few clients that work together, and everybody's been very positive on him. And I just think he's one of those stand-up people that will tell you like it is, and I appreciate that. So we've got a few minutes left here on today's show, and I want to spend a little bit of time talking about some of the things that people get confused about, and that's life insurance and annuities and long-term care. I was talking to a gentleman the other day on the phone, and he said, I don't know about annuities, but what I do know is run, don't walk, right? Meaning annuities are bad. And I will tell you, it's, there's some guys that just bloviate on the weekend, some of these finance shows about annuities and the high commissions, and that's the only reason people sell them. And it's just misinformation. I mean, an annuity, the simplest version of an annuity is it's just a series of payments. So Social Security, that's an annuity. And the annuities came out to guarantee income. That's how they originally started. And they're just so misunderstood because there's so many different versions of them right now. And if we break down annuities, an immediate annuity is just a series of payments. So I'm going to give the insurance company $100,000, and they're going to give me X amount of money either per year or per month, however I set it up, for the rest of my life. Or you can do a period certain. You can say for 10 years or 3 years or 8 years, whatever it is. And those payments are going to be based on your age and what the current interest rates are. But the idea, the reason why you do it, is you do it for that guarantee. So it's like Social Security. You're going to get it until you die. That's an immediate annuity. Now, we don't see a lot of those out there much right now because interest rates are so low. But that's an annuity. That's an immediate annuity. What we really see out there in the market right now is what we call deferred annuities. And a deferred annuity is a savings vehicle. It is not an investment. It's a savings vehicle. And so you have a couple of different types of deferred annuities. And the first one would be a multi-year guarantee fixed annuity. So just think of a CD. I'm going to put my money in and I'm going to leave it there for 3 years or 5 years or 7 years or 10 years. And there's some 4-year annuities out there, but you pick a term and it's just like a CD. The longer you agree to put that money in there, the higher the interest rate's going to be. Now, that interest rate is guaranteed for that period of time, number one. Number two, unlike a CD, a multi-year guaranteed fixed annuity, the interest is tax deferred, meaning you just can defer it. You get a CD, you get a 1099-I every year. You've got to count that interest as income. It's the same with treasuries and bonds, right? They're generating that income. If it's not in a retirement account, well, then you're getting paid every 6 months. You've got to claim that interest as you get paid. And then at the end of your 10-year period, you get the lump sum. Well, annuities, we actually get to defer that interest. So what that does is it pushes up the compounding. So a 3% multi-year guaranteed annuity is going to grow faster than a 3% CD because you're not having to pay tax along the way. Now, and that's exactly what it is. Just think of it as a CD. The only difference is most CDs don't let you access any of the money. Some of these fixed multi-year guaranteed annuities will have options where you can take 10% of your principal out every year without the penalty. So a really nice savings vehicle right now because you're going to get a higher return and you have access to that money if you need it, which you can't do with a CD. Then under the fixed annuities, we also have indexed annuities, and again, or under deferred annuities, I'm sorry. An indexed annuity, again, is a savings vehicle. It is not an investment, a savings vehicle. So an indexed annuity, what I'm doing, instead of saying I'll take guaranteed 3% for the 5 years, what I'm doing is I'm saying I will take a percentage of the market's upside. So one that I just helped a client with, it was 5%. You'll get the first 5% of the stock market increase. However, if the market goes down, he doesn't lose anything. So if the market goes up 10%, well, you're going to get 5%. The reason why you're going to say, look, I'll take that chance that maybe that's going to outperform the guaranteed rate that's 3%. I'm going to take a little bit of chance that it can go up to 5%, but I'm not going to lose any money. However, if the stock market goes down, you know, it loses 10%. You're not going to get any gain on that, but that's what you're trading off there. You're saying, I have the chance to maybe get a little higher gain than a fixed annuity, but if it goes down, I'm still not going to lose any of my money. So again, that's a savings vehicle. It's not an investment. There's no risk of loss there. Now, where the water starts to get muddy, and this is where the people that bloviate, these are the annuities they're pointing out, it's the variable annuities. And a variable annuity is an investment vehicle. It has to be sold by someone with a security license. So that variable annuity, not only is there a chance of loss, there's a lot of fees in there. The reason why people even consider variable annuities, if money is not in the retirement account, if it's just a regular investment account, I put it in a variable annuity. If I have any gain, I can defer that gain and not pay tax on it. But the chance of loss is there. The commissions are high. The fees are high. So that's like saying, you know, what bums me out about people pounding on annuities is that, yes, variable annuities are not for everybody. In fact, I think most of them are just junk. I've never sold one. I just don't recommend them. I think that's where you want to sit down with your financial advisor. However, the fixed annuities and the deferred annuities, those fixed and those indexed annuities are of huge value. They're a savings vehicle and you get tax deferral. Now, the reason why I bring this up is you will hear me say some of our long-term care plans will have an annuity chassis in them. And what that means is the cash value is sitting in a deferred annuity so that if you never use your plan, that money is just sitting there. It's going to go back to your family. We don't use those very often. It's generally for people that maybe are older, like me in that 70 to 80 range or 85 range, some companies go up to, or they have some health issues. Life insurance, let's talk about that for a second. Life insurance, we kind of know what that is. We buy life insurance, we die, we get paid out. But there's term insurance, which is just like your homeowner's insurance. There's no value in it. I'm just paying that money for 10 years or 20 years. And if I die in that period, they pay me out the lump sum. Then there's what we call permanent insurance or whole life insurance or universal life insurance, which is going to last me a lifetime, that death benefit. Well, you'll see some companies out there selling these death benefits, and they'll say you can use them for long-term care. So if you have a $500,000 death benefit, you can use maybe 80% or 90% of that for long-term care. That's not what we do. That's not how life insurance works. On our policy, the life insurance is simply there to get a portion of the money back to the client tax-free. So when you think of my client of the week, when I said, hey, one option was $289 with a $333,000 death benefit, but he had unlimited long-term care. The other option was he put $300 in, he had a $500,000 death benefit, but he had $1 million of long-term care. So we're just using the death benefit to return that excess money back tax-free to the estate, and you want that if you can get that. It's not life insurance that I'm paying for so I can use a portion of that. My asset-based policy has a $200,000 death benefit, but I have unlimited long-term care for both me and my wife at $8,000 a month with inflation. So I could pull out, you know, millions of dollars of long-term care insurance, but if I don't use it, the $200,000 is designed to pay back some of the estate. So just want to clear that up because I get a lot of people out there, and the people that bloviate on the radio about, you know, oh, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. It's too simple. When they make it that simple, there's a place for annuities. There's a place for life insurance. There's a place for everything. There's a place for investments. So just educate yourself and be aware of some of the options. Thanks again for tuning in this week. We will be back next week. I hope everybody has a nice, safe Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to try to sneak away and get out there somewhere too. So we'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.